A proposed bill from Premier Danielle Smith would, among other things, lower the threshold needed for Albertans to force a binding referendum. Athabasca Barhead Westlock MLA Glenn Van Deken of the United Conservative Party said the response to the legislation caught him off guard, and didn't change his support for the bill. "There's numerous things that citizens from time to time come forward with that we really should get a better understanding of how Albertans feel about this," said Van Deken, adding that other countries, including the United States and Switzerland, use referendums heavily. "For individuals that want to go through the effort and feel passionately about something, it gives them the ability to possibly succeed." Currently, around 177,000 signatures from registered voters across the province would be required to bring the topic to a public vote. Groups like the Alberta Prosperity Project have jumped on the renewed separation discourse, although the proposed legislation could be applied to any number of issues. "Nothing has actually been done. The government has stated it will not be bringing forth a referendum on separation, but the government will honor the citizens' will if they bring forward citizen-led initiatives," he said. "These are the types of things that allow democracy to actually work. When the question is put to the people and the people get to decide. I'm not scared of putting items onto the ballot." Indigenous groups across the province have been quick to speak out, including Big Stone Cree Nation. "The province of Alberta exists on treaty territory. These treaties are sacred and binding. They are not subject to provincial whims, political ideologies, or referenda," wrote Chief Andy Aluk in a letter to Premier Smith. "We demand you immediately cease this rhetoric and any associated actions. If you or others find life on treaty lands unsatisfactory, we remind you that citizenship elsewhere is always an option." A wide swath of changes overlooked in the wave of separatist and nationalistic discourse has been Bill 54's other proposed changes. If passed, corporations and unions would be able to donate up to $5,000 to a political candidate, an unofficial vote total would be required to be completed 12 hours after an election, and the process of vouching would no longer be allowed in cases where voters lack other documentation. "When you get into the bill and the nuances, the goal is to deliver fair and open elections, with transparency within elections to protect democracy," said Van Deken. "One thing you learn in this role is that things change, and new ideas come. Each term I've been elected, there's been changes to the Elections Act. This will help ensure we have fair and open elections." Van Deken said the proposed amendments all fit within the mandate letter Premier Smith wrote for the Justice Minister, which included goals to strengthen protections around elections. "This will help ensure Albertans have the opportunity to direct the future of the province."